All right, well, continuing on, Michelle Malkin. Again, that book is Open Borders, Inc., Who's Funding America's Destruction. I can tell you that in research that I did, I learned that a lot of these charity organizations make a tremendous amount of money by housing illegal aliens. Certainly the ones that are 18 and under, you know, it's a big deal financially. You get a couple of $100 a day for each person times however many, right? And you start adding it up and it becomes real money, right? And so big money. Anyhow, Michelle Malkin will be there. Battle Cry 2020 is happening February 14th and 15th. Being held in Southeast Michigan, going into the belly of the beast in Troy, Michigan. Find it online. Battle Cry 2020. Tickets are available now. And you can see Michelle Malkin and other folks. All right, so what's happening out there in the bigger world? Well, let me tell you this. It looks like the articles of impeachment could be on their way to the Senate maybe by tomorrow, maybe Thursday. Where is the impeachment going to go? Not clear, but right now it seems that Mitch McConnell does not have 51 votes to dismiss the case altogether, but it won't take long. So we're going to have an impeachment trial, probably starting next week. Some sort of an impeachment trial starting next week. Senator John Cornyn saying yesterday that he expects the opening arguments to start next Tuesday. We're not sure if that's accurate, but he says Tuesday, January 21st, the likely start date. That's what he said it's feeling like. We'd actually be glued to our chair starting Tuesday, he said, when asked about talking about opening arguments. The timeline comes as Nancy Pelosi has finally given up on whatever weird demand she was making and wasting everybody's time and resources. She hasn't said for sure when she will send them, but today, Democrats are discussing the articles at their caucus meeting, allowing a trial to start as soon as tomorrow. Of course, it won't start tomorrow, but the process will start tomorrow. Opening arguments next week, where the House will present its arguments. The president and his team will present their arguments, and then we go on. McConnell said last week that he has the 51 votes needed to establish the trial rules, and then we'll delay a decision on whether or not witnesses will be called until mid-trial. Republicans still negotiating on the specific language in the resolution. Susan Collins of Maine said last week she's working with a small group of Republican senators to ensure there's language in the resolution that would allow for both sides to request a call to witnesses. That doesn't mean she's going to call for witnesses, but at least allow for the possibility, depending on what is heard in the Senate. And Democrats, I warn you again, be careful what you wish for. Be careful what you wish for, because you might just get those witnesses. And you might just get Charlie to come on down, the whistleblower. You might just get Adam Schiff as a witness. You might just get Hunter Biden. You might get Joe Biden himself as a witness in this ongoing impeachment charade. And as it goes on, if witnesses come out that are not positive to your argument, and thus far you have the two weakest impeachment articles ever filed against anyone in the history of the Republic, obstruction of Congress because the president went to court to say, hey, I don't think I have to give you that stuff. Let's have the court decide. Before you would allow that to happen, you call that obstruction of Congress. So anybody that argues with the impeachment effort against them is apparently guilty of an impeachable offense, which is absurd. And, of course, abuse of power is an undefinable term in a criminal sense. There is no such crime as abuse of power. There is no such thing. Not in a criminal sense. Of course, this is not a criminal matter, but it's interesting that the Democrats would have you believe it's a political matter when they want it to be a political matter, and then it is a criminal matter when they want it to be a criminal. Is it political when they want it? Criminal when they want it, and they can flop back and forth. It makes no difference whatsoever. No difference whatsoever. By the way, the Democrats will be getting together for a debate in Des Moines, Iowa. That's tonight. Six of them remaining on the stage. Six Democrats remain on the stage. Let's see, who do you have? You have Tom Steyer, the left-wing kook from California. You've got Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Mayor Pete, Amy Klobuchar. Who am I missing? It doesn't matter. But the Trump campaign is going to fly an aerial banner and run newspaper ads in Des Moines today. Not going to sit there and just take it. They're going to sit there. They're going to go fly banners and say, hey, this is the truth. Here's what's really going on. And Team Trump warning voters the Democrats' agenda would devastate Iowa's economy, which is, for all intents and purposes, true. That coming from Tim Murtaugh, the guy who has contributed to this program regularly. All right. Well, what would you do if you walked into a store and found that nothing had a price on it? Would you just hand over your credit card and hope for the best? I don't think you would. And yet, that's pretty much what you are doing with your retirement accounts. Hey, it's Steve Gruber here. And you see, the companies that manage your accounts are charging you fees. They subtract those fees from your account balance. You probably don't even realize it. But over the life of those accounts, that can mean tens of thousands of dollars being moved out of your accounts and into theirs. So what can you do about it? Well, Bruce Van Hall and Mike Douglas are taking calls at 517-323-7526 for what they call the GPS meeting. They'll see where you are, show you how much you're losing. No charge. This is just one of the complimentary services Bruce and Michael offer to the listeners of this program. So call today, 517-323-7526, 517-323-7526. Schedule your GPS meeting today. Or visit MyLifePlanFinancial.com, MyLifePlanFinancial.com. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
The holidays are over, but the Roxor sale keeps rolling. Get $1,000 off 2019 models. No payments for 90 days. 2019 base models start at $15,999, but you can also combine that with special Roxor financing for additional savings. So, whether you want to hit the trails or put it to work, it's even easier to get into the side-by-side unlike any other. Hurry into your Roxor dealer today. Restrictions apply. See your local dealer or visit RoxorOffroad.com/offers for complete details.
I'm asking teens like me, what are your plans for the future?
Definitely going to college, absolutely.
We're going to the state championship.
I'm getting a great job, you know, something I love.
I want to travel, see the world.
No one said teen pregnancy. Say yes to your plans. Say yes to a brighter future. Learn more at michigan.gov/abstinence. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.